Nigel Ashcroft. I'm the director of Superfast Cornwall, working for the Cornwall Development Company. It's our big launch this morning, and we're launching today a lot of detail about the rollout of the Superfast Cornwall programme. So we're going to be able today to give people an indication all the way across Cornwall of what we're going to be deploying and when. So it's really exciting because most of the questions I get asked are, we all want Superfast broadband and we all want it now. So over the next 2.5 to 3 years, we're going to be rolling out Superfast across the whole of the county. And people coming to the announcement today and reading in the press will be able to look at their particular exchange area and have a good idea about when it's going to be upgraded.
Which exchanges are you focusing on?
Well, in the very early days, which is the ones that we're building at the moment, it's mostly in East Cornwall. We're looking at Launceston, Liskeard, Bude, Callington and other areas in East Cornwall. But right the way across Cornwall, the first tranche of exchanges will be announced this morning.
Is this what you were originally planning to do it this fast? Because you're calling this an early rollout.
Yeah, I mean, what we've done is we've completed a lot of pilot areas. So we've been doing that for the last 6 or 8 months. But also, BT have been doing some really detailed planning. Because one of the messages that we're looking to get across today is that this is an enormous engineering undertaking. It's a huge amount of fibre being laid into Cornwall over the next 3 years, enough fibre to circle the globe 3 times. So you can imagine that the engineering complexities are great. So we've done our early pilots and we're now moving into the really fast and in-depth rollout, as I say, mainly in East Cornwall. But we're also starting our first fibre to the premises rollout in St Austell, so we're announcing that this morning as well.
What's going to be available to the community in St Austell?
Well, in St Austell, we're going to be rolling out Superfast through two technologies. One is fibre to the cabinet, so parts of St Austell will be, getting their Superfast over their normal telephone line. And we're going to be piloting fibre to the premises, which is where we roll the fibre all the way from the exchange, all the way into the business, and all the way into the home. So that's, fibre complete connection from end to end.
And what have you learnt from the early stages of this project? You know, you've done Chasewater and places around Carnan Downs. Have you learnt any lessons from that part of the rollout, which you're now, you've slightly changed the way you work?
Well, no, we're very confident that the pilots would go really well, and they have done. We haven't had any significant problems. What we've really learnt is just how excited people are when they actually get access to the technology. So we've got businesses coming back to us and reporting that the speeds that they're now getting are incredibly fast, and that they're also really impressed with the quality of service. So that's really what we wanted to check, was that the planned speeds would actually be the ones that we were able to deliver. So, the pilots have been really useful in that way. But the take-up, the number of people who are actually taking advantage and switching onto Superfast is much, much higher than we thought it was going to be. So it really is showing that Cornwall really wants to switch onto Superfast. And Cornwall's very much the first in the country and in a rural area to get this type of technology. So people are really excited about switching onto it early and getting all of that economic advantage that they can get.